So now I want to talk more about the technical aspects that Venus is going to make during her transit. So Venus will be in Cancer from June 2nd to June 26th. And considering that's less than a month, she's really busy throughout. So remember what I said in the first audio. Venus in Cancer can be a lot about emotional regulation, especially when it comes to relationships. So it's important to understand that a lot of the lessons that are going to come to us this month are going to have to do with relationships. Remember, we're in the middle of eclipses. We're headed towards the second square between Uranus and Saturn. So it's a lot of energy that we can find ourselves, or we're going to be able to observe other people not being able to perhaps handle so much energy, so much change, and snap. Really, the potential to snap on one another this month, it is likely because of all of the other energy going on. So this is why it's so important to remember to come back to self. And remember that this energy isn't just happening to us, right? We're more aware of it because I'm talking about it. You're learning about it. You understand what to look out for. I'm going to give you some dates to look out for when Venus is going to be the most active. If you listen to the June forecast, you'll understand that it's a busy month. And relationships are really going to come to the forefront and really show us what's going on inside. And considering again that it's eclipse season, they're lunar events, the emotions behind the events that transpire are appropriate. With that said, let's jump into the month. Venus, like I said, enters Cancer on June 2nd, and immediately the day after, really late actually, on June 2nd, going into June 3rd, Venus will create a trine to Jupiter in Pisces. This is really beautiful because on a collective level, Venus creating a trine to Jupiter in Pisces is an alignment that we have never had before. Because when Jupiter was in Pisces 11 to 12 years ago, it did not make a connection to a Venus in Cancer. So whenever we collectively experience a transit that we haven't experienced before in our lifetime, it represents an elevation or another level of consciousness. Considering that Venus is the planet of relationships, Jupiter is the planet of expansion, and both are in water signs, this is telling us that our relationships expand when they are based on love, compassion, and kindness, because that is what Cancer and Pisces represent. Cancer, like I mentioned in the first audio, is about creating a sense of nurturance and home for ourselves and for others. And from that space, we can connect and really feel like we can be ourselves with other people, because essentially it's safe space. Pisces in this combo reminds us of compassion, of love, of the understanding that we are all one. So on a collective level, this is that first spark that we're going to get of this idea, right? And I think that we can see it. I think that we can see collectively how a huge part of the world is moving more towards that direction. Let's look out for one another. Let's look out for the people that need help, the third world countries, people who are homeless. There is much more movement when it comes to that, okay? On a personal level, Venus trining Jupiter can, on the one hand, make us crave a lot of sweets, make us want to buy all the things that are pretty. It's really, Venus represents money, Jupiter represents expansion. We are currently during Mercury retrograde, so the inability to think clearly may have us wanting to lean towards retail therapy. Venus likes the pretty things. In Cancer, it's very, very feminine. Jupiter in Pisces says, there are no boundaries. YOLO, do it. Buy the 10 dresses in different colors. And with Mercury retrograde, once Mercury goes direct at the end of the month, you're going to be saying to yourself, why did I buy 10 dresses in 10 different colors? So be mindful of that. When it comes to relationships, this is actually a really, really sweet placement. It's really because Venus in Cancer is going to technically be in an orb of a trine to Jupiter the whole week, even through the weekend. It's a really beautiful energy to go on dates, to really have a romantic evening with someone, to do yummy things and, you know, have champagne, go for a walk, especially if it's near water or by the beach. I will say this, though. If it's a first date, understand that while it can be really romantic and really beautiful, we're in Mercury retrograde, there are a lot of squares to Pisces energy. So enjoy the moment, but do not have any expectations, because once Mercury goes direct, both parties are going to be able to see clearly as to where they stand in this relationship, for instance, or this interaction, okay? On June 12th, Venus in Cancer is going to square Chiron in Aries. In order to understand this in the big picture that we're living now, is important to remember where Venus was last year. I mentioned that in the previous audio. And it's important to understand that Aries went through a lot in 2020, especially the second half of 2020. If you Google Venus square Chiron, it's going to tell you something like, you may be unhappy and in a relationship, you may feel unbalanced, you may feel like you're giving more than you're getting in return. And while that's true, while that is true, in order for this energy to make sense to us now, we have to understand where these energies are coming from. And both Cancer and Chiron had big years in 2020 where those signs went through a transformation because of their connection to all of the Capricorn energy. So it's not enough to just say that you're finding yourself in an imbalanced relationship where you feel like you're giving more than you're getting in return. Again, that's possible, but especially Cancer energy that went through a transformation, and part of the transformation was to create healthy boundaries and to take care of themselves first. I really doubt that Venus square Chiron in Aries is about that this year. To me, this is about the recognition of the transformation that was endured. And I think that this square, instead of causing discomfort, it causes a sense of courage. It really surges this sense of empowerment. This is the pain that transformed me. This is the pain that perhaps I still carry, but I handle it and manage it differently than I did before. Okay? Maybe that's me being overly optimistic, but it's important to understand the energy from that perspective, because look, the next time that Venus is in Cancer won't be till 2023. I cannot possibly explain Venus in Cancer at that time the same way I'm explaining it now, because all of the other aspects in the sky are going to be different. So this is why it's so important, guys, to remember that astrology is dynamic. It's not static. Venus in Cancer last year, whoo, way different than today. Why? Because the sky looks different. The cosmos are doing different things. The cosmos are teaching us different things. So keep that in mind, okay? On June 13th, Venus, after her square to Chiron in Aries, creates a sextile to Uranus in Taurus. This is really beautiful because if we're talking about relationships, right? We have this, let's just say we have this really lovely date on the first week of June, right? Then on June 12th, Venus creates that square to Chiron that says, look, this is you talking to someone else who you're dating or whatever, right? Or your partner. Look, these are my apprehensions. This is what I'm working with. This is what I'm dealing with. This is how I'm handling it. This is what I'm working on. This is me. right? Take it or leave it. I have no quarrels with my pain. I've accepted it and I love myself and I hold safe space for myself. I hope you can do the same too. Obviously, that's a lot, but with eclipses, because we have the North Node in Gemini, we are trying to communicate and we are trying to communicate authentically. The North Node in Gemini is reminding us we need to communicate differently. We need to have a different perception. Last year and prior to last year, a lot of us were not communicating authentically, not because we're bad people, not because we're liars, but because we just were not being vulnerable enough. And I use that word because it has a lot to do with Cancer energy. So now we are in a space where we can be much more proud about being vulnerable, much more proud about what we're working on. And it's, again, you'll find your way of saying it, you know, as to not to scare someone off who's not ready to receive you in that way. But it really is about communicating that. So after Venus has connected to Jupiter, connected to Chiron, then she connects to Uranus. Venus connection to Uranus, on the one hand, is, you know, like a spark with someone from across the room, like a love at first sight, and could potentially lead to one night stands. But here is what I'm thinking this energy is going to work as this month. This recognition of, if I have taken care of myself for this entire year, if I have seen myself from a different perspective, forgiven myself, created safe space for myself, been compassionate to myself, now this relationship that I have with me is so much healthier, feels so much safer than it ever has before. I realize how I don't need someone else to fulfill to fill this emptiness that I felt before, okay? So Venus connection to Uranus is the breaking free from tradition. So if you're dating someone, perhaps you don't have this need to get engaged. You don't have this need to get married because you understand that that's just tradition. And what it used to mean to you, it doesn't mean the same now. Okay. On another level that has nothing to do with relationships and it has to do with money, this is a change in money that can come unexpectedly. This is especially true with that Saturn square Uranus. This is the energy of an unexpected expense, a debt that you forgot that you had, and now it comes to the forefront and it needs to be paid immediately. So be mindful of anything having to do with money, value, worth, around the second week, the second and third week of June, because Venus doing that, Venus having so much connection, especially to Uranus in Taurus, and Venus rules Taurus, which also represents money and worth, issues about money can come up, all right? On June 21st, Venus creates another trine to Pisces energy, but this time it's Neptune in Pisces. This is such a lovely day for self-care, self-love, and just doing all of the things that we love. It's on a Monday. So, hey, if you can take a day off to go to the spa, to get a mani-pedi, to get a facial, highly, highly suggest it. Another day that is also great for a romantic dinner. Mondays are kind of weird again, but hey, if you can make it work, then do that. For those that are active and work out, be mindful that heavy water energy can make us really tired. So if you work out, I highly suggest you go lighter on the weights, or you do something like yoga or Pilates, or perhaps go for a jog or a walk next to water. Let's keep it very watery, right? Very appropriate. Now, on June 23rd, Venus in Cancer is going to have an opposition to Pluto in Capricorn. This is also another indicator of things having to do with money, money issues. The second half of June, you want to be mindful of your expenses, your bank account, making sure that all your debts are paid, especially with Mercury retrograde, because it's just something that wasn't taken care of before because you forgot, or something that comes unexpectedly. Now, in terms of relationships, this can be an aspect that creates a little bit of power struggle with someone else. And here's the thing, I believe that because of, again, all of the other energy happening in the sky, I think more than power struggle in terms of trying to one-up someone or be right and your way or the highway kind of thing, I think this is going to have a lot to do, again, with emotional regularity. This could have someone acting in ways that they wouldn't normally act simply because they're overwhelmed, really, and overwhelmed by emotion because of everything else happening in the sky. So understand that that opposition to Pluto can be triggering. But here's another thing. Because of Venus's placement in Cancer this year being so different than it was last year, on the one hand, I believe that emotional regulation is far more feasible for a lot of us than it was last year. And second, I believe that our awareness of where we stand in relationship, where we stand with ourselves, it's much stronger. So this opposition to Pluto can represent a moment of empowerment in which if you are in an interaction that would normally trigger you and you're not triggered in the same way, or you're able to respond because you pause before react, ooh, that's a moment of empowerment right there, where you can observe the person in front of you and say, I know what you're doing. I know what this is bringing up in me, but I'm not going to go down that road. This is really beautiful. This, while on the one hand, it can still represent confrontation, on the other, it is our ability to see where we are and how far we've come when dealing with certain situations in relationship, okay? And then on June 26th, Venus finally goes into Leo, and I will talk about that next month, okay? I hope this is helpful. Mark your calendars and track your process and let me know all about it. Have a wonderful June. Bye-bye.